8:35 on 104.5 The Zone. The Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors and Trust Matters. Count on them for professional installation and repair. Family owned and operated. AllFourSeasonsGarages.com.
Ask Casey the poll question. He's a sports fan.
I can't remember what our poll question was. Oh, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? Casey Alexander joins us now, Belmont head basketball coach. Bruins play at Murray State tonight in the first of two matchups in the regular season this year. Casey, what's up this morning?
Hey, guys. What's happening? How are you?
Good. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, I'll vote him, man.
He's
Peyton's brother, you know? You ought to get in.
Did you and the coaching staff survive Hot Chicken Day yesterday? I noticed that you guys are out to get
it. Gosh, I got it delivered to me. It could not have been a better day. So, yeah, it was nice.
So who ate the most, and will everybody be good to go for the game tonight?
So far, so good. You might have seen Mick Hedgepeth's comment that Sean Rotiliano, our famed assistant, he needs a mild chicken day, mild chicken week. That's what he needs, is mild chicken or medium chicken week, not a hot chicken week.
Yeah, I might be with him on that.
Yeah.
The plans for the new practice facility look really cool. How much more flexibility will give the basketball programs, with the Curb Center always in high demand for lots of different events that go on there?
Yeah, it'll change our daily, just the way that we live our daily lives significantly. To have a place that's, first of all, first class and really well done, just like everything at Belmont is, for our players to have access to that pretty much 24/7 and all the bells and whistles, and it'll really be advantageous for our program.
Everybody expects Belmont to be among the national leaders in three-point shooting, but in rebounding at the top of the country, I mean, is that something that's been a focus or has just evolved, especially with a guy like Grayson Murphy being so good as a guard, averaging 8 rebounds a game?
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I mean, we can take zero credit for Grayson and what he does. That guy just, on one hand, he's not ever boxing anybody out because point guards generally get back on defense, so he just goes to get it. But he still has to go to get it. And, our team has been really good with that lately, all the way around. We've got a lot of offensive rebounds lately, which is really unusual for us. And it has been an emphasis. I think it's something that we need to do well in order to give ourselves the best chance.
It'll be fired up at Murray tonight, Casey. I was thinking about your game at NC State with Lipscomb in the NIT last year, and that whole atmosphere. Do you feel that energy as a coach, or are you just so locked in on the game that you don't even really notice it that much?
I think once you get going, you don't think about it a whole lot, but in reflection, you certainly can look back and say, man, that was a fun environment. That was a fun game. I don't know how this one's going to go as far as all that is concerned, but definitely it makes it better. I mean, you can't help but notice.
Our guest is Belmont coach Casey Alexander, Bruins and Murray State tonight.
Casey, and we've been talking about this a lot, obviously. How much has moving the three-point line back affected your team and affected the game?
It's affected the game more than I anticipated. I mean, there's no mistaking that numbers are down. I don't think it's affected style of play. I think people are still doing what they've always done, and they're just shooting deeper threes than they ever have. But the percentages are lower, scores are lower. I think officials are also allowing the game to become much more physical than it has been in previous years, which is typically the trend. So there's a lot that goes into it, but we're really no different. I mean, we haven't adjusted anything that we do offensively. The same guys that would have ultimate green light still do. The ones that maybe not so much green light still don't. And our percentage is still pretty good, though. I mean, we're making 10 a game, and our percentage is high 30s, which for a team that shoots as many as we do is really good.
After you see what happened between Kansas and Kansas State, even though your team in all likelihood would not do that, do you still have a discussion with your players about, okay, you guys know if you're in a situation like that, this is what you don't do?
Absolutely. Yeah, we had done that previously, but we did it again yesterday, just fresh on the heels of that game. And, it's so hard. Like with Kansas State, for example, I mean, that was right in front of their bench. So, much more difficult for their guys to remain composed and not get involved. Even if you're not really trying to fight, so to speak, or get in the middle of it, you might just go out there to rescue a teammate or pull somebody off. And all of that is grounds for trouble.
Speaking of Belmont head coach, Casey Alexander, of course, last time you spoke to Coach Bird was?
Well, he's in Australia right now, but he texted me yesterday. We probably text, most days.
And, of course, he's down there to watch tennis, I'll assume.
So, What's that? I'm sorry.
He's down there to watch tennis, I'll assume.
He's watching all of the Australian Open, and he said he's playing some pretty mean golf courses.
Nice, nice. How important is it for a coach to at least have some understanding of your players' music?
I mean, my understanding of our players' music is that I don't really know what it is and don't like it. But that's,
you might be asking the wrong guy when it comes to music. That's one thing I'm worried about, Case.
That's not my strength. Give me some Brad Paisley or something like that. I'll be good to go.
One of the more interesting things, Casey, watching game to game with this group is how people defend Nick Muzinski. What's the challenge for him and the team in sort of adjusting at whatever's thrown at him?
The differences are what the challenge is. I mean, it's pretty remarkable from game to game, you know, how that alone changes our game plan. I mean, some teams will double him as soon as he catches. Some teams will double him when he puts it on the floor. Some teams will play behind and let him play one-on-one. Some teams are going to full front and have offside help. And so it really requires a different level of thought for the rest of our players to recognize how we're being guarded and how that, you know, changes what we do. So, yeah, it's a challenge.
How much can you simulate some of that in practice to kind of give him a taste of what he might be facing?
Even that's difficult, you know, because he knows exactly what's coming and where it's coming from and everything else. But, you know, I think he's a smart player, and it's a good problem to have. I mean, you want a guy that demands that much attention and so forth. And naturally, if we do recognize what the defense has given us and can take advantage of that, ultimately it should be a good thing for us.
When he can get out and hit some threes, how much more dangerous does that make him and really the whole group?
Well, it's a head scratcher for the other team more than anything. You know, I mean, I personally would rather him just run to the block and get double figure shot attempts, you know, at the rim, and then sprinkle in a three every now and then. But it's a real weapon. And, you know, back to Mark's earlier question, I mean, you got a guy that's whatever he is, 6'11", and he's 3 for 4 from three the other night. I think he's well over 40% on the season. So pretty unique.
Murray's a high-scoring team. What kind of game do you expect tonight?
High-scoring. I think that's what it'll be. You know, they're really good. You know, obviously I'm the new guy for this rivalry, and you know, I've never scouted Murray State before, or at least recently, and so I'm really impressed with their team. They've got a lot of weapons. They're super physical, really contrasting styles in a lot of ways. They like to set up and run a play every possession. We like to get up and down the floor. But both offenses are really efficient. It should be fun to watch. ESPN2, I guess, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yep. Something like that.
It's going to be a tough and crucial stretch as far as the conference season goes right here, isn't it, with Murray and then Austin Peay, and you're going to see Jacksonville State and those, you know, Murray and Austin Peay again here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think we'll learn, you know, pretty much all we need to know about our team over these next couple of weeks. We've got 4 straight on the road, and then 4 out of our next 6 are against Murray and Austin Peay, who currently are 6-0 and leading the league.
Casey, thanks. Look forward to it later on tonight.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, right, Case.
Casey Alexander, Belmont head basketball coach. Bruins and Murray State Racers tonight. They actually play twice with the way the schedule is this year. It's just kind of the rotation, and you get Murray and Austin Peay twice on Belmont and TSU schedules.
You saw him as an assistant. You were around Coach Bird, of course, as a head coach. What stands out about Casey's sense of style as a head coach or routine?
He doesn't wear a sweater vest.
Thank you.
As far as coaching style, I mean, I think he gives the guys maybe a little more freedom, a little more free-flowing. He said that, you know, everything's very structured. Everything has a purpose with Coach Bird. And there's a lot of that with what Casey does. And, you know, the systems are pretty similar. But I would say it is a little more free-flowing style of offense. And this game tonight will be fun, man. They're always cranked up there at Murray. The crowd, they have huge crowds and a big, you know, loud fan base. So it'll be cool.
Could it be more of a Rick Bird vacation where you got golf and tennis?
No, he's been wanting to go there for years. You know, every January that would always be a priority for him, would be to watch, you know, in the downtime to watch the Australian Open. So I thought about texting him to see if he's having a good time.
Is he going
to
come home with the koala bear?
I don't know.
You might need to with what's going on down there.
Yeah, you know, I actually kind of felt bad for that because, you know, you're going to Australia and what's been one of the worst times for that country over the last few weeks. 844, when we come back, we will have Take 3. The questions are ready to roll. More Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors coming up.